Wind energy generation has been growing across the U.S., and the growth is expected to continue, especially near Lake Winnebago. By some estimates, 7% of electricity in the nation could be coming from wind within the next 15 years. A report by the National Research Council predicts that by the year 2020, wind energy will offset the growth in carbon dioxide pollution from coal-burning power plants by almost 5%. But wind turbines can disturb wildlife and, to some people, be an eyesore. So the new report recommends that regulators adopt an evaluation guide for proposed projects. Study director David Polakansky says the guide should make it easier to site wind farms.
So even if following that guide leads people to avoid some areas that they might otherwise not have avoided initially, we believe that following the guide will just rationalize the process and make it more streamlined and effective for everybody.
The study also urges governments to work together to analyze the cumulative effect of wind projects. Within a few years, there could be hundreds of wind turbines in Wisconsin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.